Hello and welcome to the Happy Me Project podcast, the space where self-development doesn't have to be fancy and we take the bullshit out of positive mindset. My name is Holly Matthews. I'm a self-development coach, a former TV actress, the founder of the Happy Me Project, and a mom of two incredible humans. In today's show, this is the first of 2023, and I'm releasing this on Blue Monday. We're going to be talking about why that is a load of shit and how you can have a great year. So pull up a chair, grab a cuppa, and let's have a chat. So here we are, my friend. It's 2023. I like 2023. I feel like it's just, it feels good. It feels like it's going to be a good year. I mean, I know that's the kind of bollocks that I try to not say, but it feels like it's going to be good. How are you feeling about this year? I mean, I know it's just you and me just having a chat. Like, how are you feeling so far? I have said for many years that February is the new January. So if you're just coasting it in January and chilling, it's all good. Now today, as I'm releasing this, it is Blue Monday here in the UK. I don't think it's a global thing. I think it's just a UK thing. Now, Blue Monday, if you have heard of it, you may have heard of it before, is supposed to be, apparently, the day that we are all feeling the worst, where it's grey outside and a bit cold and we're feeling a bit miserable and skint after Christmas. And, you know, some of you have even started to give up the habits and stuff you'd created at the beginning of the year, or you haven't even started. It's supposed to be the day. Now, the reason I say supposed to is because, it's a load of bollocks. This day of the year was created by a holiday company. Essentially, they were looking for ways that they were going to sell us a little holiday. And they thought, well, why not get somebody to pick a day, you know, somebody important, a psychologist or something, and get them to go, well, on balance, it's probably this day. Pick a day, promote that as a miserable day, sell us some stuff. I've already had adverts today because it's Blue Monday. Ugh, just stop it. Just stop it, stop it, stop it, right? Anyway, it was a load of nonsense. And I do not like being told what to do with my life. So the minute that somebody says, hey, Holly, it's Blue Monday, it's supposed to be sad today, I'm instantly going to rebel. Maybe you, my friend, are a little bit like me and you're going to rebel as well. I hope so, because we should not be told we should not be told when to feel sad. That's an awful thing. I mean, if somebody was like, today's the day, it's the happiest day of the year, and they were encouraging you to be more positive, then I guess there's something, at least something good in that. But somebody telling us to seek out the misery in a day, it's not the one, right? So we're not doing it, okay? We're rebelling against all of that nonsense. And we are going to decide to have a great, well, this is kind of the end of the day now anyway, but we're going to continue with our joy. And we're going to continue this joy into the new year. So how are we going to do it? What are we going to do? I hear you cry. So one thing I've never enjoyed about the new year vibe is the whole premise of new year, new me. You don't have to be a new you, because the you that you were a mere month ago, it was fabulous. Sure, you might want to tweak some stuff, and I'm not discounting the fact that actually the new year feels like a fresh start. That's a positive thing. But if you are making yourself feel all of this pressure to be a brand new, completely different person in the new year, well, I just think it's a whole heap of pressure, and it's also slagging off the old version of you, which was quite wonderful. So we're not going to do that anymore. But I would like to give you some things to think about for the new year. So the first thing to think about is, what are you not going to bring into this year? I know that sounds like we're starting in a negative, but I'm going to give you some examples. So it's a positive thing. So what things are you not going to be bringing into the new year? I'll give you some examples. What we are not, and I say we because it's all of us, right? We are not bringing into this new year is looking for validation from others. We're not doing that this year. We're not looking for validation because we're just going to do a thing. We're going to do the thing, wear the thing, speak the thing, we're doing the thing. Okay, so we don't need other people to make us feel good. We're going to work that out ourselves. What we're not doing this year is asking for permission. No, we're not asking for permission from other people. We'll apologize afterwards if we need to, but we're not. We're going to go and do stuff. We're going to be bold and adventurous, and we're going to try, okay? What we're definitely not going to do this year is wait for things to be perfect before taking action. We're not doing that this year. We're not. We're going to take messy, completely imperfect action and see where it leads us. And if it leads us in a direction that doesn't work out, at least we will have some good stories to tell about the time we did a thing that didn't work out. We have to stop expecting that there is going to be this perfect route, because there's not. And that's okay, because it's the same for all of us. And I'm going to chuck it right back to you, and I would love to hear from you on social media, but what are you going to be leaving in the years gone by? What is not coming with you in this year? What are you leaving behind? Maybe it's being mean to yourself. Maybe that inner critic needs to shut up this year and you're going to be working on your mind. That's a fabulous thing to do. These are things we're not going to do. Now, when it comes to new habits, some of you might have been thinking there, right, well, I want to quit this. I want to quit drinking. I want to quit, I don't know, smoking. I want to quit some stuff. Now, I'm just going to give you some thoughts around that because, yeah, those things that can be a really positive step for yourself to quit things that don't feel that great for you. But the minute that our brain hears quit, right? I don't know about you, but my brain goes, no siree, no. And it's like a tiny toddler having a tantrum. Doesn't want to quit something. That sounds like a horrible goal. So we're going to change it around slightly because our brain wants something in return. If we're not having the thing, I want something because the craving for the thing is still going to be there. Whatever it is, whether it's smoking or alcohol, or like me, I chew my fingers, right? I don't know why. It's just, I just do. I chew the skin on my fingers. It's been something I've done for forever. It's not ideal, if I'm being honest, you know. It's disgusting and it makes my hands look awful and it hurts as well. So it's not an ideal thing. I guess it's a bit like when people nail bite. I don't nail bite, I bite the skin. And I would like to not do that. Because it, for all of the reasons I've just said. But if I said, I quit the nail biting, firstly, if I'm saying that sentence, my brain just, not nail biting, skin biting, my brain just heard skin biting, bite skin, bite skin, bite skin, bite. That's what it hears, right? It's like some kind of rally cry. And my brain still imagines the process of doing that. Now, whatever joy I get out of doing that, my brain gets some reward from doing it. So the minute I say, quit biting your skin, I am hearing biting skin, bite skin, bite skin. So already I'm sending signals to my brain that I would rather not be sending. Quit, my brain, my rebellious brain goes, I will not quit even if I've decided it, right? So that way of structuring, getting rid of habits that we would rather not, is probably not that helpful. So instead, what we're going to say is when I feel like, oh, my phone, listen, this is right on cue. Did you hear the pinging? You probably did. My phone just, I put one of them habit trackers on my phone. I'm not affiliated with this app, but the habit tracker app. And it's just told me to breathe, babe, breathe, which is probably a really good bit of advice for me as I'm just splurging out words at you. But anyway, it's about habits. So it's good. It's fine. We're leaving it in. Anyway, going back to a better way of phrasing it would be when I get the desire or the craving to bite my fingers, I will. So I'm teaching my brain, I will get something else. What will I get? What will I get? It sounds like something brilliant. So I might say, I will go and have a cup of tea. I will go for a walk. I will phone my friend. I will, I don't know, whatever it is. But we have to replace the craving with something. Because the craving is still going to be there. I'm still going to want to bite my fingers. You're still going to want to have a cigarette, or you're going to do impulsive shopping, or whatever it is that you're doing that you would rather not be. We need to give ourselves something else. The craving will still be there. So we need to find a new reward. What will that be? So when you're considering this stuff, rather than saying, I quit, consider what you will do instead. What will you get? So it will feel like some kind of replacement. It's wonderful to think of some goals for the new year, but make sure you aren't setting fantasy goals where you set goals without any kind of support for those goals and then you give up. And support for those goals looks like daily, mundane, boring habits. I know we don't want to do the things. I know we don't really want to go for the walk or the drink the water or all the stuff that's going to help us. We don't really want to bit by bit read a few pages of all of that stuff. What we want is the end goal, right? We want to say, I read 100 books this year. I lost this weight, or I got into this dress, or I was able to run a marathon. I completed this project. We want the end, but the end, we only get to the end by doing the day to day. So as boring and unsexy as that is, what are you going to do each day to get to the goal? What's going to be the boring, mundane, everyday shit that you're going to have to do to get there? That is where we win. That is where we win. And that is where most people give up, because most people are much happier to sit in the idea, the high, the dopamine rush of writing it down in a sexy, lovely new planner that they bought, a new notebook, and get all excited about this goal that they're going to have, about when they're going, who they're going to be when they get to this goal, that they'll sit there in their imagination. You, my friend, I think you want to achieve your things, you achieve the goals that you would like to. So don't bombard yourself with a billion different things you're going to do this year, because you probably one of the time. Like, that's the reality. Pick a few things, a handful of things that are going to feel great. Maybe 5 things maximum, where you go, they're the main things I'm going to focus on this year. Then you're going to look at, how the hell do I get there? And you might need to ask other people. And then you're going to work out, and how does that look? What does that look like every single day? What do I have to do every single day? So I've got this habit tracker app thing. I've popped in there some very, very obvious things, in my opinion. Drink water. Breathe. Take a moment out to be mindful and take a moment to breathe and just check in with myself. I have put in there 20 minutes of reading a book every single day, and I've put at least, but it's going to definitely go over that, at least 30 minutes of writing every day. And what else have I got on there? I can't actually remember. Walking's the last one. So walking the 10,000 steps. And I know it's awful to say, but the whole 10,000 steps thing, I might have to change it, because every time I say, I've done my steps, I just feel like, I'm about 100, you know, like when really, really old people are saying, I'm doing my steps today. I can't say it. It makes me cringe every time. It's a little bit like, I feel like when everybody went on about Zumba, right? When Zumba was like the new thing and everyone's like, I'm doing Zumba. My brain instantly is like, I'm out. Everyone needs to stop talking about it. And there's nothing wrong with Zumba. I've actually, in many years later, when it was not actually a thing anymore where people got excited about it, I did try Zumba and it was all right. I didn't even hate it. It was actually enjoyable, right? But the minute everybody talks about it, my brain's like, nah, I'm not doing it then, because you're just trying to force me to do it and I refuse, right? It's my rebellious brain. So the 10,000 steps thing, I think it sits in that kind of space. It's like, it just doesn't want the demand. Do not tell me I have to walk 10,000 steps. So I might have to change it to like 10,001, whatever it is, doesn't matter, as long as it's not what everyone's going about, because instantly my brain's like, nah. And I think I might be blocking myself because I've not once hit 10,000 steps. So yeah, I'm trying though, and it's better than it was. And that is really the important thing, right? When we set these goals, often there will be days when we don't hit the thing. We don't actually hit the exact target that we set out. Now, that might mean we need to tweak it a little bit and just work out, actually, was that realistic, or can I do that at a different time of the day? Or can I adjust the numbers or the time period that I have to do it in, whatever it is? So it might just be a tweak, or it might be a complete shift up of what it is. Don't be hard on yourself on the days when you don't quite hit it, because the reality is you're probably doing way better than you were before. My step count is way better than even saying step count. Oh, for the love of God, like I sound about 80. My step count, it would have been way worse. I work for myself a lot. So I work for myself always. I work from home a lot, and it's really easy to be in my office as I am now and not moving my ass. And so I'm doing better than I was. And that's a positive thing. If you are showing up, if you are doing the thing every day and you're trying and you're being not consistent, but persistent, if you're doing that, you're doing great. And 90% of success is just showing up. And then there's a whole heap of luck chucked in. Anyway, I did not know, nor plan, as you can probably tell, where this podcast was going to go. But I wanted to jump in and say, look, it's Blue Monday. Blue Monday, shmoo Monday. It's a load of nonsense. Just do what you always do to navigate life. Get back to basics, drink your water, get outside, do those steps, and, you know, get some sleep, eat some decent food, and laugh and find joy. It isn't that complicated, life. I know we think it is, and it chucks a whole heap of shit at us at times, but actually, when we keep just bringing ourselves back to basic stuff and finding some joy in amongst all of the chaos, we'll be all right. We will. And if you want to chuck in some New Year goals, fabulous. Go and have fun with it. Find your joy in this year, because there's going to be loads of it. There really is. And I know your negative brain wants to say, yeah, but I bet there's going to be bad stuff. Yeah, sure. There will be tough stuff. And you know what? You will deal with it. You did last year. You did the year before that. You will this year. But this year, we're going to go into it with a fresh mindset of just looking for some joy, having fun, enjoying some stuff, and maybe having some brilliant stories at the end of the year to share with each other. And that is it. Happy New Year to you all. I know we're probably late on saying that, but I don't care. Happy New Year. Have a great night, day, wherever you are in the world. And please do message and let me know that you've listened to this podcast, because I love to hear all about who you are and where you are and all of that stuff. And if you want to focus on your mindset and you're in that frame of mind right now where you want to delve in a bit more, I do have an online life coaching membership called The Happy Me Project. I have a book, The Happy Me Project, A No-Nonsense Guide to Self-Development. And in the UK on April the 22nd, I'm going to be hosting The Restival. A Restival was done last year in Coventry in the Midlands, and it is a full day of self-development talks, some activities. It's going to be a gorgeous day of working on our mind and you getting to prioritize you. That's going to be on April the 22nd in Newcastle upon Tyne in the northeast of England, and it's going to be a lovely day. So I'd love to see you there, and everything that I have just talked about will be posted below this. I will speak to you very soon. Peace.